Blog Talk Radio.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Woo! Let's get crazy!
You're listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the next level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in. Get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Kareem Ali Bowen for the Latin Mix Radio. We are very proud today to be talking about our B2B, our Tuesday morning, February 28, 2017. You guys can call in at 516-387-1251. We have an innovating start for the 2017. We have a return guest. Georgia District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration, Terry Dennison, will be great as usual coming on. The show is sponsored by Loving Care Chiropractor, Dr. Ebony Hornbucker, Preston, Loving Care Chiropractor. They are 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 678-884-3778. And they, she has some specials going on. You got to buy one, get one free. I hope I said that right. Giving that woman money away, but I'm not saying anything else about that. So, again, we are very proud to have Terry back on the show. She's always been a very, very nice lady to director, first of all. Just to keep my listeners with information regarding the SBA, and it's a trick to being able to juggle so many people that's always calling on a person to keep things in perspective in a nice way that just kind of let folks know that the SBA has been doing their thing for a long time. President after president, situation after situation, it doesn't even matter. They've been consistent through the years in providing an opportunity for small businesses to grow. So this is what's going on. The U.S. Senate confirmed on Tuesday President Donald Trump's nomination of the new administrator. I think this is awesome. This woman is a 25th administrator for the Small U.S. Business Administration. And I asked how to pronounce this. So it says McMahon is the co-founder, executive chief of officers, chief executive officer of Women's Leadership. That's a great organization. She founded that organization and for women. So I would love to say that as the CEO, she was a Republican nominee that represents Connecticut in the U.S. Senate in 2010 and in 2012. Mrs. McMahon is an advocate for small businesses and continues to promote entrepreneurship, particularly among women. awful. As an entrepreneur, she stated, and herself, she said, I shared the experience of our nation's small business owners. My husband and I built our business from scratch. We started on sharing a desk. Over the decade of hard work and strategic growth, we built it into a publicly traded global enterprise with more than 800 employees. I'm proud of our success. I know every bit of hard work it took to create the success. So I would love to talk about Terry Dennison, the director of the district office, but she is online now. So, Terry, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Garima?
You know me, always on the harassing moment. But at least over the years, you've always been able to come on and talk to our listeners and all. So, Terry, with Atlanta Mix Radio, being on 1420 and 1430, we have another 175,000 listeners in the metro area. Could you please tell everybody about your background that goes back three decades? You know, I'm trying to tell your age or whatever, but you've been a busy woman.
I obviously was a child prodigy, right?
Absolutely.
But actually, I started with the SBA in 1987 out of graduate school, thinking it would be a short-term stint on my way to become a city planner, but fate had another direction for me. Over the years, I spent basically 9 years in Washington, D.C., in the local office there and the SBA's national headquarters, worked with the procurement programs, and also in an initiative we had in the 90s called the One-Stop Capital Shop Initiative, which sought to bring together all the various pieces of the SBA's resources, combine them with community-based resources in one location within distressed communities. After that, I was the deputy director for the state of Indiana for about 6.5 years. We ended up here in Atlanta in 2002.
All right. So you've been vested, but you had a background back in Houston. You started in Houston, right?
No, I started with SBA in Washington, D.C. I grew up in Texas, and I went to graduate school there.
Oh, see, I know what's up in Texas about you.
Yeah, I went to graduate school in San Antonio. I grew up in Corpus Christi on the coast.
Well, I'm telling you, thank God I gave you another anointing to come to serve the SBA forever. So, you know, let's dive into this. The mission of the SBA. Could you tell our listeners exactly, because, you know, some of my folks don't read well. So can you just tell us what the mission of the SBA is?
Yes. Well, we are an independent federal government agency, and our mission is to support the U.S. economy through the creation and growth of small business. And we do this in, I'd say, three basic ways. We provide programs to support access to capital with loan guarantees and a couple other resources. We also support a variety of counseling and training resources to help entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business as well as to continue to grow in growing their businesses. And then also we have resources and programs around federal contracting, businesses that want to participate in that federal procurement market. And that's the core of what we do.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. But I will remind everybody, the United States, they are the biggest spenders. You know, they spend a lot of money doing some contracting. So, it might be wise. So what are some of the requirements to get involved with the SBA?
Well, basically, once again, we are a federal agency, so we're not like a membership organization. You're already, invested in our participation through your tax dollars. So essentially the business has to be a small business. and they can contact us. Of course, I'm here in the Georgia District Office in Atlanta, but for your listeners that may be outside of Georgia, there's an SBA district office or resource in every state of the union and the U.S. territories. So you can go to www.sba.gov, the official website of the SBA, and see what resources are available in your location and follow up from there.
So is there a fee to pay for services?
A lot of what we do is one-on-one consultation, and consultation is never at a cost, be it with the district office of the SBA or one of our resource partners such as SCORE, our volunteer partner organization, or the Small Business Development Center program or Women Business Centers or our Veteran Business Outreach Centers. All of them provide free one-on-one consultation. Some training is free. Others may be, there may be a fee to cover the cost of the training.
Okay. So people who want to start a new business, there are resources and classes available, and that cost would fluctuate depending on the training. So if that's the case, is it a high expense? Is it something where the normal person, a small person, could afford? Is it very affordable if there's classes that are cost?
Well, the costing of the classes is usually done based on the number of hours. You know, for example, a 2-hour class would be relatively less cost less than, say, a training curriculum over several weeks or months. So the more training there is, the more cost there is. Like, for example, with our small business development centers, a lot of times there is, you know, there are trainings that are 8 to 12 weeks, and those might be, you know, a few hundred dollars. Sometimes there's scholarships available to offset the cost if they have a sponsor to do that. But it's all relative, you know, depending on how detailed or how long the training is. Also, we have training modules on the SBA website at sba.gov, and those are free. There's over 50 modules that cover a variety of topics related to starting and continuing to operate a growing business. A lot of times what I advise people to do is to take a look at those classes online. They can usually be completed in an hour or less, and it's a great way to orient yourself to a specific topic and get a lot of the basic questions and information in place in your mind before you follow up with, say, one of our counseling resources or go to one of the paid trainings.
But you are located right in the Peach downtown Peachtree area. So
yeah, the Georgia District office is at Peachtree Center in downtown Atlanta. Our resource partners, though, have a presence that extend around the metro area and also beyond, outside of Atlanta. For example, the Small Business Development Centers have 17 centers statewide, 5 of them in metro Atlanta, and the rest are throughout the state. SCORE, our volunteer partner organization, has a similar presence. There's 6 chapters, 2 in metro Atlanta, and the other 4 are around the state, and many of them have branch locations that extend even further and provide more coverage.
Hey, guys, we are talking with the SBA director of – now, what's our district number? What's our district number? 35? What district are we in? 5? I'm supposed to know this.
Oh, no, they're region. There's 10 regions across the United States, and we're in the Southeast region, region 4, but I like to just say Southeast region.
It was easy for me to remember that one. So, hey, guys, we're talking with Terry Dennison. We're going to take a break for a second, and we'll be right back. Terry, I appreciate it, and we'll be right back with our sponsor commercial. We'll be right on back, all right?
Okay.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine. Listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the Next Level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in. Get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
District Office, Regional Southeastern Region. That's it right there. That's the part I know. I don't know anything else. That's it. I'm just learning. I'm with Terry Dennis and you guys. She has been very kind enough. And I want to thank your Mr. Lindsay.
Yes,
awesome
our public
guy, Terry.
Yes.
Awesome young man. Awesome young man. I really enjoyed it's kind of weird because, you know, I normally have access to you, so I just figured, like, okay, I guess I got to be normal. Yeah.
Well, Lindsay's been with us almost a year and has been a great addition to the staff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure because you got everybody calling because you're everywhere. I mean, you really do your rounds. You do such a well job in making sure people know a lot about the SBA, and I love you for it. I mean, every place I've looked up in your place of vetting the SBA with different things that are going on, and speaking of some different things, the U.S. Small Business Administration, your district office is accepting nominations for its 2017 Georgia Small Business Week Champion Award. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Kind of back up. Every year since 1963, the Small Business Administration, the President of the United States, I should say, has designated a week, usually in May, to celebrate National Small Business Week. And that celebration is held throughout the United States. So as part of observing that week here in Georgia, we like to recognize, use that opportunity to recognize those that work with small businesses in various segments of the small business community, as well as the small businesses themselves. There are several categories of champions, and once again, a champion is someone who really goes is maybe not necessarily a business owner, even though some are, but it's really those individuals that help to support and advocate on behalf of small businesses. The categories, there are several categories such as Women in Business Champion, the Minority Small Business Champion, the Veteran Small Business Champion. The Young Entrepreneur of the Year is actually a business owner, someone who is under 30 years of age, who has established a successful business enterprise. The Entrepreneurial Success Award, someone who, as all small businesses, started out small but has grown to the point that they are no longer considered a small business by SBA standards. The Family-Owned Business of the Year, so a business that has, you know, several, you know, at least a couple generations of family operating that business. The Financial Services Champions, those that advocate to help small businesses access capital that is needed to start and grow their businesses. The Home-Based Business uh-huh. Champion, because so many businesses start out and even maintain for a while as home-based businesses. The LGBT Business Advocate Award, supporting those business owners in the LGBT community. And finally, the Small Business Media Advocate of the Year, individuals that use various forms of media to get the message out there about small businesses and their contribution to our economy, as well as to highlight some of the challenges that small businesses may still face.
Wow. That is wonderful. You guys have included so many different people. What really shocked me was the home-based business. I didn't even think that would, I mean, and even me, I'm sure I'm not the only person out here, but I didn't even think a home-based business could be thought as a small business, but a small business is a small business. And to recognize a home-based business, that is wonderful. That just kind of took me there for a second, because we do have a lot of home-based businesses throughout the metro area, because you know, it's just one of those things that that's how you get started. Just like the new administrator, she said she shared a desk with her husband, and look at her now. So it just really says a lot. It resonates a lot to the fact that we could start somewhere, any place, and end up in the White House, you know, and be acknowledged as somebody that has put together such a testimony to other small business owners. And I think it's great that President Trump did put a woman as well, and a small business woman that understands the struggle of a small business, because she obviously, starting from nowhere, has gotten way up the food chain, and anything is possible. And I love the fact that we're able to let people know that anything is possible in these United States with the drive and determination. And the SBA has been around for such a long time that this is just like the core. It's been around since July 30th, 1953. And again, just to re-echo the fact that it's delivered millions of loans, loan guarantees, contracts, counseling sessions, other forms of assistance to small businesses. So I just want to just kind of echo that part. What is the deadline for the award,
is going to be on March 14th. That those nominations need to be submitted, and individuals who are interested in nominating someone or even themselves, you can self-nominate. We ask them to visit our website for more details on what is needed and the process of the submission.
Okay, what does the nominations include? We did that part. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, you just said something, and you've met me a few times, and you know how I am. But so you said I can nominate myself, because I know that was like five categories I was in.
self-nominate.
I'll say I've been out there for real. It was bad. But anyway, we're going to keep moving. The next event happened today, right? You had something that was going down that was occurring in Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo had something in Savannah. and also today how to build a website and social media. Now, it stated on the internet there, it says about the resource partners. Now, what is a resource partner? What is that all about?
Okay, well, our resource partners are really kind of our entities that are programs that we support through funds and programming. And those tend to be, and they are our, for example, SCORE, which I mentioned, used to be the Service Corps Retired Executive. Now it's just SCORE. And basically that's our volunteer partner organization, mainly retired business people, but also active business people who volunteer time with pre-business and current business owners to provide free one-on-one consultation, sharing that experience, wealth of experience with those individuals. They also provide training, conduct a variety of trainings. Our Small Business Development Center program, that is a university-based program. Here in Georgia, we partner with the University of Georgia. And as I mentioned earlier, there are 17 centers around the state. We have the Women's Business Centers, but we have two here in Georgia. They both happen to be in Metro Atlanta, the Edge Connection in Kennesaw, and then ACE, Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, up in Duluth. And then we have new to us, just under a year, the Veterans Business Outreach Center in Statesboro. And they work primarily with veterans and those who are about ready to become veterans, exiting military service, and have an interest in starting a business or maybe already own a business and would like to continue to grow it.
Wow, that's a lot of resource partners, a lot. And then the thing that you guys have going on in Savannah is has something to do with Wells Fargo today as well. So you have banks like Wells Fargo that's a resource partner?
Well, Wells is of course one of our is a commercial lender that participates in SBA's loan guarantee programs. In fact, they're the number one participant in SBA lending in terms of number and I believe also dollars, definitely in terms of number of loans. The event in Savannah, I think, is with our Small Business Development Center partner there. That they're collaborating on that particular program today. But we could do consider our lending, you know, we do have lending partners. We guarantee their loans. A lot of people think we are direct lenders still. We used to a long time ago when the SBA first started back in 1953. But around the late 80s, we started phasing out direct lending and started going to a guaranteed lending model, which basically private commercial lender makes the loan. It's their funds that are funding the loan. We are guaranteeing the loan that if something were to happen in the loan default, the lender did everything they were supposed to do properly to close the loan, to service the loan, then we will reimburse the lender a percentage of the outstanding balance at the time of default. That allows the lender to have more confidence in making a loan to a small business that maybe under their regular underwriting criteria they would not be able to, or to do so maybe on, say, longer terms, which allows the small business a longer period of time to repay, have smaller monthly payments, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I just have to say something about Wells Fargo because, you know, we're a family-owned business, small business, home-based business, and some business, and more business. So Wells Fargo has been very good to our family's business, and I really, when I saw that, I knew that they did a lot of things, but I realized, you know, that they're really just they're truly partnering with the community. I know there's a lot of other banks that's out there not just being funny, but I just wanted to let folks know that now Wells Fargo has always backed up women-owned business bank businesses for some time before there was any kind of situations going on. So I just wanted to kind of let people know that. So the last a couple things left that I have is the Small Business Week. I know you mentioned it, and we know that it's coming down the line. And I was at Small Business Week last year, where you were there, and the assistant administrator was there, and it was such a great function. It was at Georgia Tech. That facility was phenomenal. It was on the Georgia Tech campus, and it really included so many vendors and so much information that it was just a wonderful turnout. I think, you know, that was someplace that I would go back again, and it was great parking and all of that. Are we going to have the Small Business Week? We don't really know it just yet, but it's usually when and how.
National Small Business Week for 2007 is slated for April 30th through May 6th of this year. And in terms of events, we're probably in the beginning stages of looking at what we're going to do. Last year was a little exceptional in that SBA headquarters designate certain cities for major events. And last year it happened to be that Atlanta was selected as one of the cities. And our deputy administrator at the time came down to participate. I don't know if we'll have anything quite of that scale because we're not a nationally designated city for this year, but we will look at having some type of programming in addition to, of course, doing our Small Business Week awards.
I think it echoed because Facebook was there, and then they turned around and had an event at Ponce Marketplace where they invited us, and it was just tremendous to be able to watch other individuals just have their own outside event as a result of the fact that you guys the SBA is presented this week for small businesses. Because I'm not saying Facebook wouldn't have done it, but it's a way to mirror the SBA, and it was a great event. And I know we did it big then. It was a great event. I thought it was everything. Everything was free food, free gifts. I still have my bag full of goodies still, but you know, and I was able to get a lot of interviews. You know, everybody was there. All the chambers were there. People represented it. It was a great show of, you know, how Georgia does it and how the Georgia District Office do it, because you know they got Terry Dennison, y'all. So I got one more question. I know you got to get out and do a few more things for the rest of the day. Women own small businesses have several ways to become certified. That's kind of confusing for me because, you know, we see so many different third-party type deals and all this. What is that process? Is it something that people can do? What's that all about? That's confusing to me completely.
Okay. Well, I'll approach it this way. First, at the federal level, there is a federal women-owned small business certification related to federal contracting. Under that program, there's a couple ways one can become certified or indicate that they are a woman-owned small business for federal contracting purposes. One, they can self-certify, and you would do that through the System for Awards Management, or SAM. You would indicate there's an area where you would indicate your certifications and indicate you're a woman-owned small business. In addition to that, there are certain documents like corporate documents or LLC-related documents that would need to be uploaded to a part of the SBA's website that contracting officers can go in and look to see if those documents support your self-certification that you've indicated in SAM. You can do it that way, or you can do a third-party certification. There are 6 organizations currently, and if you go to the SBA website, sba.gov, use the shortcut, WSB for Women-Owned Small Business, you can see who those six entities are. They will charge for the certification. So, you know, you got to balance, do I want to do a little more legwork and self-certify and not have it cost, or take myself a little less effort and legwork and pay one of the recognized entities to do a third-party certification. I mean, they not only look and examine the paperwork, but they'll also actually go out to the business to kind of look at things in operation to, I guess, reassure themselves that, you know, the at least one woman is in control of the day-to-day operations of that business as well as a majority owner. So that's the federal program. In the corporate world, you do have something called a WBE, Women Business Enterprise Certification. There is an organization nationally that will do those certifications. Once again, third party, and there's a cost involved. Here in Georgia, you have the Greater Women's Business Council that participates in that program and do those certifications. Okay. State and local government additionally may have their own certification programs, or they may recognize the federal or the corporate WBE certification.
Wow.
I hope that clarified it or gave a little more insight.
It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in, and we really appreciate it. You guys, we've been talking with Terry Dennison from the SBA District Office. It's been a wonderful morning. We have a lot of things that's coming up through the pipeline. So guess what? You can check the website for the sba.gov/offices/district/GA/Atlanta. You can find that link on Atlanta Mix Radio's page for this particular show. And you know, they're very accessible programs. As you guys heard, this was something that is for anybody in Georgia. There is some cost some places, but there's a lot of free stuff, right, Terry? That
there is.
Shouldn't be any excuses. Small businesses is what pilots this nation. So. Time is right. Time is now. Terry, thank you so much for being on the show today, and I thank you. And could you please let people know anything else additional that you might want to respond to that might be a part of what you guys might have coming down the pipeline next, or whatever, before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I would just advise people, if they haven't done so, you can actually sign up for our email updates, and you can go to our website. And I have an even simpler shortcut, www.sba.gov/GA for Georgia, and that will take you directly to the Georgia District Office website. You'll see a place where it says sign up for updates. Go there and register, and we usually send things out generally like twice a month. If there's something special coming up, we do an additional email, but we try not to bombard people, but to try to get them information in a regular, organized fashion.
Great. Terry, thank you so much, and we'll be harassing you next year this time.
or sooner.
Take care. I'll be every place you are, so you're right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
All right, now welcome back. This is Kareem Ali Barnes with our Tuesday business to business show. So next Tuesday, we are prone to have somebody on there that's something that you guys could take away from. Last month, we had the city of Tucker. That talked about their new expansion with Matt Holmes, and maybe we'll just keep on looking and seeing what's happening. We are here to serve the community on our B2B Back to Business Tuesdays. We'll be moving forward on our 14:30 morning show coming up very, very shortly. We want to thank everybody. Now, this broadcast will be rebroadcast on 14:20 tonight. 14:20 a.m. The call-in number is 404-292-1420 or 404-292-1434. So we'll have our DJ, DJ Lady South, on as well. And we're looking, if you want to have your show hosted by WAH, executive producer for Atlanta Mix. Been doing this 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years. Been putting out business opportunities for people across the country. You can go on and check our website. Matter of fact, I tell people, I always love saying this, Google me, Kareem Ali. You can see that we've done quite a lot. Quite a bit of stuff, you know.
You're listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the next level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in. Get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh, man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to. Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in. Come on.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Boy, that's something to talk about right there. Welcome back to WMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. You with Kareem Ali this morning. We want to reemphasize to please, please call in tonight at 8 o'clock, 404-292-1420 or 404-292-1434. And this will be uploaded and rebroadcast at that time.
You're listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the next level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated,